staff told reporters that any potential easing of restrictions in the coming weeks could potentially, in his words, make this worse. Friedrich said what matters is what the U.S. is doing right now to mitigate this outbreak.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. New York now recording roughly half the nation's 60,000 coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo asking the White House for needed medical personnel and supplies, promising to personally help move the resources to the next hotspot once the virus is under control in his state.
We're asking the country to help us. We will return the favor.
Anyone who recently visited New York City is asked to self-isolate for 2 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
So we have a general now that has made, has to make a public statement. I wonder who made him a general, contradicting or calling out the president's goal for an Easter resumption or the beginning of a return to normalcy in this country. So you're going to tell the commander-in-chief he's wrong. Why don't you do that privately, asshole? General asshole. That's what you are. Instead, you're commander-in-chief. You go public, and God, the media, they're doing their due diligence to make sure they can make him look bad. Well, everybody will hate him if one of his generals says he's a jerk, right? This is what's going on. And if you read that story from the Federalist that I put on Facebook, you'll see that a lot of the decision-making has been based on models that have been miles, not just a little, but miles off. Today, Dr. Birx, who's part of the president's team, and I'm sorry, the globalists, they want everybody to pay attention to the World Health Organization. Who? They are way off in their 3.4% mortality rate. It will likely drop under 1% as predicted. And again, we just went through the seasonal flu, which took 30,000, 60,000 lives. Happens every year. And people that are vulnerable, or vulnerable populations and have diabetes or other issues, have to be really, really careful. That's why they call it the flu season. But I don't see the benefit. And, General, do you want your troops patrolling the streets of America because we've turned into a living hellhole by putting off? There are parts of the country that are doing well and places that have already flattened the curve. I don't know what's required to justify that statement, but we're at 9 cases here. Mm-hmm. Several of those go back a week. Otago has 1. Elmore has held steady at 9 now for a couple of days.
Right.
So we should destroy businesses and not continue to at least try. And you really think people are going to last another month with self-quarantining? Yeah, well, maybe you'll stop the spread of the coronavirus dead, but you'll also spread poverty, depression, and yeah, I'll say it, suicides, because it'll look so hopeless in this country if we actually go to that extreme over a disease that has a mortality rate less than 1%. I would have a talk with that general if I were the president. If you want to state an opinion, you show your commander-in-chief the respect he's due by reaching out to him, saying, well, here's my thought on this. You don't go public. If I were Trump, I'd fire his ass today. And what makes him a specific expert on this? We have too many experts right now with all these contradicting opinions.
It's like the people making the graphs, okay? You can't make a graph if you don't have everything.
Yeah,
you don't have all
the
information.
Data.
Yeah, and you're just kind of guessing.
And this jerk from WHO, his egregiously false premise has led to the greatest economic panic in world history, and I think it's deliberate on his part. Man, when the smoke clears, there's going to be...
some heads are going to roll.
I have to believe they will.
Hopefully.
And we got to stop listening to countries that really don't have our best interests at heart. Folks that face challenges every day because they caught that tough break that none of us like to think could ever happen to us or a loved one. A loss of mobility. Life can change in an instant. I'm a 3-time survivor of vehicle pedestrian accidents, and the one thing all 3 had in common, they happened abruptly, unexpectedly. I had no idea. They were all bad. 2 ended up with surgeries. And I was stone cold sober. People were reckless. So you never know. But if something like that should happen, and we certainly hope you never have to make the phone call to Gulf States Mobility because you're in that situation. They are there. Their total mission is to restore choice, to restore normalcy to lives that have been affected by a loss of mobility. Chairlifts for stairs, customized motorized equipment, making a home safely accessible so the person requiring their services doesn't have to move on top of all the other adjustments they're going to have to make. They've even been able to put people back on the road to take charge of their daily schedule instead of having to feel dependent. And that is so critical. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a sec, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility with Tom Kirk.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us. 270-0074. Thanks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Here's a chance for us to, well, teach Brant McDonald about a new currency.
Everyone knows about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. But in today's new reality, maybe it's time for something new.
Here you go, sir. That'll be $7.89.
All right. How many sheets is that?
15.
Introducing Buttcoin. With Buttcoin, when you buy something, you can pay with a few sheets of toilet paper. Easy and convenient. Buttcoin is handy for restaurant to-go orders, gas, or whatever you're gutsy enough to leave the house for. So, tear some TP off the roll and get ready to pay with Buttcoin. You'll be paying fair and square.
All right, let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. How you doing, my friend?
Well, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. I guess we've all seen the news. They were able to come to an agreement late last night, and you know, it's pretty interesting. Schumer basically broke ranks with Pelosi and caved in to agree to this deal. You know, but now, of course, throughout the day, especially towards the end of the day, we discovered that there was some language in the draft that was not so good regarding unemployment benefits. I don't know if you read about that.
Incentivizing helping people out, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible that it's in there, and they want to get it removed, and now Sanders and the rest of them are threatening to try to block it. So markets kind of sold off towards the end of the day. You know, we were up around 1,200, 1,300 on the Dow at one point, almost 1,500, and then came down, you know, up 500. So nearly a 700-800-point sell-off towards the end of the day because of this language that's in the draft, that whole issue. And it's critical, you know, that this gets resolved. I think they will get it resolved, but you never know, man. You just never know with some of these people, particularly when Bernie Sanders is involved. Oh, but
we're going to be living in Bernie Sanders' version of America if they don't do something fast.
Yeah, no kidding. There's no kidding. And you know, and where's Joe Biden in all this? I think they're hiding this guy. Every time he talks, there's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but something's not right with him.
Oh, no, it's abundantly clear. It's not even funny anymore because every day, every time I see another picture or image of him or a screenshot from one of these, he can't even, he's so, I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist either, but technologically unsavvy. He doesn't know what's going on. He's waiting for teleprompters to tell him what to say, kind of like his previous boss. And nobody's watching either. We had our blogger buddy from Texas on earlier who said that when he was doing that live streaming town hall, Joe Biden, they had 4,000 people, 4,000 people watching, and by the end it was just down to a few hundred. I don't see him... Yeah. It's just not possible he's going to be their nominee.
Yeah, well, you know, my thing is I think he has a health issue. I really think it's gone that far. There's something's wrong, and they've got a real problem on their hands. I'm almost wondering if that's why Bernie Sanders is really trying to grab the limelight here a little bit, because they've got a serious problem. There's no question about it. And Trump's approval ratings are skyrocketing in the midst of this crisis.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, it's all interesting for sure. But, you know, I want to point out a few things. One thing that was a really, really good thing today, we saw a pretty significant improvement in the credit markets, which was very, very helpful. That's why you're seeing the reaction in the stock market. You know, remember, one thing I will always say, and I don't think I'll ever change as long as I'm in this business, and that is that credit leads equities every time, or credit markets, the health of the credit markets always precede anything that happens with stocks. And so we saw a dramatic improvement in that on the short end of the bond market, every sort of market you can imagine. The 7-day floating rate that has to do with funding mechanisms involved with commercial loans for residential properties, the security sort of asset-backed markets, high-yield bond spreads over investment-grade corporates, preferred stocks, all these things that we're really getting slammed throughout this. Even something easy to understand, companies like Delta Airlines or a lot of these companies who have seen and experienced a sudden collapse in revenues, really calls into question their ability to service debt. That is dovetails into what we call the investment-grade corporate bond market, where you see debt downgrades, risk premiums widen, and it puts pressure on everyone, banks, you name it. And so that was really beginning to look pretty nasty over the last week to 2 weeks. The fact that the stimulus bill, well, we thought it was done, it was going to provide a backstop, if you will, or money that could be lent, not given, but lent, to provide essentially credit facilities to companies who need them to weather this storm. It also authorizes the Federal Reserve to use up to $4 trillion, to go out and buy whatever they think they need to buy to support credit markets and to support the financial markets where they deem it to be necessary. So when you add it all up, a $2 trillion stimulus bill and then authorization to the Fed for four, that's a $6 trillion deal. No question, when you hear Kudlow and the rest say, this is the biggest emergency relief package in the history of the country. Well, they're not kidding, buddy. I'll tell you that. We're talking 30% of the entire U.S. economy. This is gigantic. And so we don't have enough time, but maybe on other segments we can go into the potential effects of what that's going to cause a year from now, 2 years from now, and 3 years from now. You don't just create $6 trillion out of thin air. And it not have some sort of repercussion down the line. But anyway, that's the story for today, and you see it showing up in stock prices. And it was, as I said, yesterday and today, a nice relief rally. But we still have to watch these headlines or the curve, as they say. And if it starts to bend over or curve over, then that'll be a good sign. That'll be a very good sign.
Absolutely. Brent, I need you to hang on for a second. I need to ask you a question off the air real quick. And while we give out the information, again, Brent is trying, along with the team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, to be available during the crisis. We have questions. We've actually had a number of people, and we've discussed this too, as the market, dropped over the course of the month. There are buying opportunities in a situation like this because it always comes back. So there are people that want to get in now and be part of the comeback. All of these things are on the table. Call Brandt at 387-0094. Get over, sit down and talk and get something together. And the people that are going through this, that are weathering the storm the best, are those that did call Brandt or a financial planner and start building a nest egg. That's why we have that. That's why I said that many times, well before this corona thing hit. You never know. We have seen the example of a lifetime with this thing, how fast everything can change. Having a fallback option is a good thing. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen, Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're going to check traffic, and we're going to take a few minutes to enjoy some inspirational music. Rosie found it for us called Comeback, and we'll have that coming up next.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East South Boulevard at Court Street and Highway 331. We believe that one is in the parking lot of the farmer's market that's there on the corner. But we're seeing a lot of congestion on the map right there. Just use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Another accident, if you're on the East South Boulevard headed towards Woodley Road and then Troy Highway, you'll have an accident in front of you right there in front of the old Capitol Plaza location. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene there. We've got a lot of people on the roads this afternoon. Taylor Road is busy. The Boulevard and all the major intersections, a little congestion there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Be safe. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trenumstate.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sorry, kid. Maybe next year.
After a season of nightfalls and pushbacks, after the hard wrong turns inside tracks, just when they think they got you game, set, match, whoa, oh, oh, here comes a comeback. Just cause you laid low, got up slow and steady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. will take your place. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, you're golden. You got so far, keep going. Oh, here comes a comeback. Your comeback. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, oh. Yeah. Hey. There is no mountain you can't face. There is no giant you can't take. All of your tears were not a waste. You won't step away. Ooh. Ooh. Listen.
Premature to play that.
Me either.
Let's see. Is that the president live?
Yes, the coronavirus task force.
One of the things that Pelosi buried in this relief bill is a big cash gift to NPR. Here's what we need to do. Just get it done. If we can get control of Congress, reelect Trump, get a Republican Congress. You know, back in 18, when it was just sort of presumed, well, you know, the House always switches hands after the first 2 years. And it wasn't by much, but it was enough that in the middle of all of this insanity, that is the worst thing. The worst thing in the last 2 years was the Dems getting the House back because they've used their power to screw you and me and everybody. This, things would be happening at such a faster pace if we didn't have to kiss Queen Nancy's ass. Why? I don't know. I don't know if it was Alabama or one of the NPR affiliates issued a statement saying they would not carry Trump's task force updates on coronavirus because of misleading information. What kind of crap is that? We're the taxpayers. By the way, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The public radio and the public broadcasters make some mighty comfortable salaries relative to privately owned radio stations. I think it's time to take that away. First of all, I don't know why we need it. This isn't 1936 anymore. You know, we don't need to underwrite a network that's nothing more than a propaganda wing for the Democratic Party, as all the media seems to be. You know, they want some of the newspapers want bailout money. Nobody's reading them anyway. They've lost their influence. And
all newspapers are online, and they charge you after you look at it three times.
And looking at what? You know, what's the propaganda up there today? No, they want to give Jeff Bezos some relief money to help The Washington Post and the New York Times, you've got to be kidding me. But that's what the Harvard School of Journalism is advocating. It's unreal, man. But I think, you know, we remember, I forget what the incident was, but somebody got caught. It was an NPR executive making $700,000 a year. in the private sector, in media, you don't make that kind of money unless you're in New York or L.A., maybe Chicago, and you're the GM of a cluster of stations. And even then, that may be over the top. I do know when I worked for NBC in Chicago, the guy that ran, that was our GM for a while, a guy named Dennis Israel, he was with us for about 18 months and then became the chairman of Hertz, straight out of NBC. So, yeah, those guys, they make big bucks. But if you're the president, and this is public broadcasting, isn't it kind of like that military general decided to, you know, issue his own statement on what he thinks should be done? I'm sorry, public radio, that's our president. That's everybody's president talking. Let us decide whether it's misinformation or not. Not you. Your decisions are purely political. So, here we are at 5:32.
Yes.
You look good, man.
You know, one thing I've had no trouble doing is sleeping.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because there's such an edge to everything at the moment. We will be doing our weekend shows again.
Yes.
Woohoo!
And we will continue to do them until everything is starting and normalcy is restored, but it's been a blast and it's gotten some great feedback from listeners. I also have our Inquirer horoscopes.
Ooh.
I'd love to read them all. And I don't think Rosie, you want to know? Okay, that's a wave meaning no. What's your birthday?
It's Aquarius.
Aquarius. That's why you're such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Seth, start putting your creative ideas into motion. A few trusted friends will help you get things off the ground. What have we been talking to you about every week?
How you doing, man?
accept their help and advice and charge ahead. That's you.
To a D, man.
I am talking to you.
To a D.
I just helped him maybe get a cat.
Yeah.
Let's see. What have I got for mine? Tensions could flare with a colleague. If you need to clear the air, be direct, but find a middle ground.
Rosie.
Together.
Uh-oh.
There must be something both of you can agree on. Well, I don't work with her anymore.
Bite me!
It is, you know. Okay, so problem solved. I don't know if you've heard Rich. Rich had during one of those heavy storms last week, hydroplaned and hit a telephone pole.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, not injured, but his car was pretty injured. Took it to Montgomery Paint and Body, and we've been telling you for years, good as new, maybe better. Rich has been a customer for a long, long time. I've known Rich's car for 4 years. He loves his vehicle, and he did not want it totaled. You know, he wants to keep it. So he was holding his breath. Donnie and Brandon Turner did their thing. Nope, we can make it look as good as new, maybe better. And boy, did they ever. I mean, Rich has used them many times over the years, but when you use them and you get your car back and they represent you with a vehicle that maybe never looked as good as it does after it's been in their hands, that's an incredible experience. And, while businesses are struggling to stay open, accidents are still going to happen, and we hope you don't. And nobody hopes for that more than the Turner family. They're not that kind of people. That's their business. They don't want anybody in a wreck. But if you have one and you need your car fixed, bring it to them. Their reputation with insurance adjusters is so incredibly high because they know that when they send a client to MPB, they're going to fix it all. And they're going to do everything they can to make a car look as good as new, maybe better. Hate to use the term bang for the buck, but that's what you get at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Now, let's see how business is this afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East South Boulevard at Highway 331. We believe that they've taken care of that one, or it's in the parking lot at the Farmer's Market, but we are still seeing a big backup on the maps there. Just use caution in that area. Watch out for emergency vehicles and be safe. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we've got some spotty congestion. East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road looking good. I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the King.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, the White House put this video out today. It's called No American is Alone as Long as We Are United. Let's give it a listen.
In times of struggle, we see the true greatness of the American character.
A West Virginia 13-year-old whose dad is a trucker using his allowance to buy food for other drivers.
My motto is, if there's no truck drivers out here, America will suffer.
City of Truth, we just giving out $50 towards your groceries. Just want to bless you.
We know that people are in panic and they're in need.
But let's go in the heart of the city and see how we can bless people that are in need.
Terry Dacey runs a busy paint and supply store. He ordered 6,400 masks weeks ago, but as soon as he got his masks, he knew exactly what he would do with them. First stop, FoodLink, which is providing 4,000 meals a day for community kids. Next stop, Rochester General.
14-year-old is making a big local impact by starting a donation drive for medical supplies.
What matters is the impact you leave on people.
Eight Oaks Farm Distillery is converting his facility to now make hand sanitizer to distribute among local charities.
He used $600 of his own savings to help others.
I decided to make care packs for senior citizens.
Michael Arendelle, he started a nonprofit. It is a no-fee shopping service for older people in his neighborhood.
The pre-med student at UNR is launching a program called Shopping Angels. Powell just wants to help those who can't leave their home. Powell already has more than three dozen college students ready to help.
We are all joined together as one people, eternally linked by our shared national spirit, the spirit of courage and love and patriotism. No American is alone as long as we are united.
Well, I can understand why they hate the man so much. Jeez.
Good.
It was beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah. And above and beyond that, there is so much more that's going on. So I don't want to read about Ed Asner worried about Betty White because if Trump tries to start things too soon, it'll put them at risk. I don't think he's going to come out on Easter Sunday morning and said, okay, America, back to normal.
No, and he said that in this briefing tonight.
But when you're dealing with a mentally ill media, in large part, who hate him, doesn't matter what he says or does, thank God we have the internet, not just because it gives us some diversion during a time like this, but people can find out for themselves. I just put a graph on Facebook. I want you to take a look at it, and I'll be looking for your analysis on the coronavirus and the numbers behind it. And it's pretty startling compared to the flu, both seasonal flu, coronavirus, and on a global basis, and on a United States basis. Okay. And the seasonal flu it was horrendous what it did. Far worse than this one has been. Here's the thing. So every time, we know there's a flu coming, we're going to close the country down? I don't think so. Life comes with risk on a daily basis. Hey, Randall, what's up?
Play Freebird, baby, and let's rock it.
Well, that last segment has already been taken by Kuta, who wanted to
hear
I am my own grandpa, so.
But, yeah, I listen all day. I kept telling her, I said, I've been wanting to say that. That's why I called yesterday. I was the idiot that kept calling. You know, I called and said, Freebird, after I done called. And you said, you going to get on the radio? And I called back. She's like, no, you done been on. So, but you on that on Nancy Pelosi, I heard one of the congressmen say that she did not have that. You know, all that wasn't wrote up until she took a plane trip to San Francisco. And when she came back, all the other stuff was added in. Have you heard
that? Yeah, that's true. She is.
Do we know where she went? Or
probably to a winery, knowing her history with her. That's her favorite beverage.
She probably didn't write that herself. So I was saying, you reckon, I mean, any chance that somebody could go back? I mean, I know probably that, but I guess they probably hide better.
Dark, sinister, but globalist forces, yes.
Yes, sir. But, and then, oh, man, I just went blank. All right, love the show. Love you, Rosie. And,
thank you, Randall.
Yeah. All right, Seth, we'll see y'all, baby.
All right, bye.
Later, man.
Here's a moment of irony with this thing. The medical consultant for the 2011 movie Contagion, he's tested positive for this. Captain John.
Hey, how are y'all?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, I just calling in before you get off air. I've been on a 24-hour self-imposed no news, so I haven't listened to anything for 24 hours. But
you haven't missed anything.
I know, yes. And one thing that I do believe that the reason President Trump put a date on it, I think he wants to impress on the American people that, as he's been saying, that this is going to be over relatively soon compared to a lot of other problems we've had in the past. And he wants us to know that because, for sure, the Democratic press, the fake news, they're doing everything they can to make it more serious than it is, although it is serious. I'm not negating that a bit. But in the big picture of things, if you put it in perspective, I think that's why he did it, just to get everybody's attention and to make us feel better out here. And it made me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody, I listen, you know, my diversion is baseball talk. There is precious little of it. For whatever reason, the baseball network, you can't find guys to tell old stories like Norm MacDonald likes, you know, about playing the game or memorable games or anything. I mean, and all they, you know, and I understand they're speculating, well, when's the season going to start? And how many weeks of spring training are we going to need? The season would be starting tomorrow if nothing had happened. By the president putting that date out there, this is what America wants to hear, that they're
at have some a goal.
There's nothing wrong with that. That had to be an incredible lift to America's psyche because I got news for you, and Glenn Beck got pilloried for it, but he said, we can't have a situation where the cure is worse, you know, that we have no country left at the end of this. What's the point in staying healthy if there's no jobs and we are in a true and prolonged economic depression? Can't have that happen.
Not all. The majority of Americans are hard workers, and we've been working our whole life, and we're ready to go back to work. We don't let a lot of things get us down. I was laid off about the 8th. But, you know, I drive the big bus for a tour company, and that's all over for right now. And, you know, I've had some health issues that I've had to have a few surgeries and things, some pretty bad things. And I've come out of that, and, you know, God's in control of everything. So most Americans, we just want to get out and go to work, and we fight it every day because life's always throwing something at you. That's all I had to say.
Hey, we appreciate it, man, and good luck. Hope you get back to work soon. Hope you feel good, too.
All right, bud. Bye.
God bless you, man. Got a letter from our buddy LC over at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars today. Got an email from LC. I didn't realize it, but it's our anniversary. It was a year ago today. We made not one but two purchases at Jack Ingram that we're very, very happy with. Mrs. Ritterbubble got a Toyota Corolla, and Show got a Subaru Outback that was 10 years old, but was owned by one man, a Navy captain, who kept the most unbelievably detailed logbook on that car's history I've ever seen. And both were great pickups, zero trouble with either vehicle. And that's why we shop with confidence. And I would never suggest you spend your money at a place. I mean, we've got three payments a month. And believe it or not, that may sound like a lot, but I was able to transition from a 2017 Rogue to a 2019 with Tip Tames. And the 19 has a lot of really cool features on it that are now standard that the other one didn't. I mean, I would have driven the other one, but so I went with the newer edition at 12,000 miles. They, you know, in the various price categories, a lot of the cars they get are cars that were on 6 or 12 month leases. So they have low mileage, they're in great condition, and they don't put anything on the lot with their name on the back end of it that hasn't been vetted. So happy anniversary to us, and LC is one of many great people that work with Tip at Jack Ingram. First of all, they're very COVID compliant. It's clean and sanitary. They're observing all the protocols. But you can shop online, get quotes and everything else, and maybe plan for the future at jackingram.com. And by the way, since this corona thing has put a lot of people into a position of financial anxiety, Greg in the finance department can help allay some of those fears, because they've got over 20 programs available to get people done. So don't let a past credit issue prevent you from looking into new wheels at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Chris.
Hey, I think we need to get Alexander Schnarr to file out a class action lawsuit against China and the WHO. What do you think?
Yeah, it's funny. His name crossed my mind. Because I was talking to somebody, and I will bet you, I don't know when, but somebody is going to get sued for being reckless and passing on the coronavirus and making somebody sick. I bet you donuts that's going to be a thing.
There is some guy in Florida has already filed a lawsuit against China for $20 trillion. And I'm not so sure that might not be out of bounds. I tell you what we can do. We'll come to an agreement here. China will take all of our jobs back in our manufacturing facilities. We'll bring them back here. We'll get people employed and build the buildings and get them making stuff. And then you can keep you can have the rest. How about that? We'll just call it fair. It's fair trade right there.
You know, he may win that lawsuit, but I don't even know if Alexander Schnarr could collect from Chairman Xi. Yeah. On a $20 trillion lawsuit, we'll see. And the lawyers are going to get a third of that anyway.
Oh, man. Well, hey, it's better than nothing, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it would help.
Hey, I got a real quick thing, and I'll let you go. Guess when the first person-to-person contact was the CDC recorded in the United States?
When?
Ash Wednesday. Okay. Good today. On Ash Wednesday, February 26th. Can you believe that? I think this is a God's self-imposed limit.
Yes, but people, Satan is rearing his ugly head in so many people's behavior.
He might be, guys. You
Chris,
never know, man.
I appreciate the call, man. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to play what I had promised Cooter. So, Cooter, I'll promise you this, and Rosie will make sure I do it. We will open tomorrow with I Am My Own Grandpa.
Okay.
Barring some amazing or incredible game-changing news. We'll do that tomorrow.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East South Boulevard at Highway 331. We believe that they've taken care of that one, or it's in the parking lot at the Farmer's Market, but we are still seeing a big backup on the maps there. Just use caution in that area. Watch out for emergency vehicles and be safe. Elsewhere around the boulevard, we've got some spotty congestion. East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road looking good. I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we have about a minute for Marianne of Gilligan's Island.
Hey there, you handsome devil, you.
Ooh. I was talking to Seth Spotlow, who apparently...
I am talking to you, both you gentlemen, and Rosie, you're beautiful.
Whose voice makes women's clothes fall off.
That made Rosie look at me bad.
Greg, I would not call you this late except for your last caller. I think that we should all do a class action lawsuit against China because they started this. And I think we should hire Jacqueline and Dana, even though this might be out of their realm a little bit. But we can make them some money.
I don't
money
think to- anything is out of their realm.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Duncan Tomlinson, attorney.
Yeah, but them girls are so smart.
They are. Unfortunately, Marianne, I am out of time.
I know you got to go. I love you guys. Have a good evening. Listen to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry. There are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Is there a natural path in the house?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.